Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Hi, Sam. This is Crystal Blackmore returning your call with Just Been Dry Cleaners.
Oh, hey, Crystal. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Not too bad. Give me 1 second. I'm going to pull up your file here just so I, have it in front of me. If I remember correctly, you had filled out, I think it was an online registration, trying to get some information on the working capital. Was that right?
Yes. I've received several kind of flyers in the mail from your all's company, so I just wanted to see exactly what kind of loans that you all offered.
Okay, I see. Okay, so just a couple questions. I just want to make sure that I have everything in order here. What did you say the name of the business was?
It's the Jessamine Dry Cleaners.
Jessamine Dry Cleaners, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and that's in, is it Nicholasville, Kentucky?
Yes, that's it.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And then how about as far as the business structure, what's that look like? Are you incorporated?
We are, uh-huh.
Okay. All right, perfect. All right, so yeah, it looks like, you received an offer. It was a pre-approved offer for both equipment financing and working capital. Were you more looking along the lines of the capital?
I am. I would like to do some working capital plus a kind of like a debt consolidation thing. I've got several other outstanding loans. I'd like to get them, rolled into one if possible.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
I don't know if you'll offer that or not.
Yeah. Let's see. So, I mean, we do have a lot of different programs. It depends on kind of what your specific need is, but that gives me a general idea. How about, did you have a ballpark of how much you were looking for?
I don't. Actually, I probably should edit that up for our call, and I'm sorry.
Oh, no
problem. I don't have a ballpark exactly. Yeah.
Okay. We can kind of break it down step by step and see kind of, what we're working with here. So I'll have just a couple, qualifying questions, and that way I can see where you fall in. I'll run it by you and see if we're still on the same page, if it's what you're looking for. So how long have you been in business over there?
Let's see. We have been in business. I've owned it since 2009, but it has been in my family since 1975.
Oh, okay. All right. And then, are you the 100% owner over there right now?
No, I own 50% of it, and my husband owns the other 50%.
Okay, perfect. All right, and then what do you guys do for your gross annual sales, for like the top line revenue?
We do right at $300,000. I think on our tax return, it was like $298,000.
Okay. And does that stay pretty consistent, or are you up or down from the previous year?
It's pretty consistent. We're up, growing up just a little bit every year. I'd say, probably within $15,000 increase every year.
Okay. Nice. All right. And then, just a second. Okay, now for, we'll kind of tackle these each individual with the working capital, like the actual capital that you'd like to use, and then with the consolidation. So as far as, for the working capital, what were you looking to do with it?
Well, I need several things. There are a couple pieces of equipment that I would like to upgrade. And I would like to have, just some extra capital. I need to do some marketing, that kind of thing.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. So, as far as the equipment that you're looking to upgrade, what type of equipment is that?
We have, mechanical presses and shirt units, that kind of thing. And I need to get a new shirt unit that actually presses our shirts every day.
Okay. I gotcha. And how much does one of those cost?
They range from, I can probably get a pretty decent one for around $13,000,
okay. All right. And then as far as the marketing goes, what type of marketing do you guys do?
Right now, we do a lot of radio advertisement right now. We do a few coupons, not a ton, but I need to redo our our website. I'd like to do some more like target marketing, you know, through our website, which I've got a guy who does an excellent job, but you know, all that stuff just costs a ton of money.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a pretty common use for it too, especially upgrading websites. You get a pretty healthy return with something like that.
Yes. Yeah. Usually. Well, we've done pretty well.
Hoping for it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Now, that gives me a general idea here. Now, as far as the consolidating, what type of other loans do you have?
We have a cash advance. That's the it's pretty costly every month, you know, a merchant cash advance.
Oh, okay.
So we have that we pay every month, and that's what I would like to roll it over to, you know, a traditional loan if possible. I saw on the flyer that you all offered, 1 to 3 year financing.
Yes.
I believe it was something like that. Yeah, we have that, and then I have another small loan with Discover. It's for like $12,000, I think, I want to say. And we've got, you know, a few credit cards, that kind of thing.
Okay. Okay. Now, on the cash advance, is that something that you pay back through your credit card processing, or is it just a regular monthly payment?
It is through our credit card processing, yes. It's like
okay.
a percentage of your credit cards every day.
Sure, I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I'm pretty familiar with those. A lot of
a lot
of my customers come with those.
Okay. Yes, yeah.
All right. And then for the Discover, you said is it about a $12,000 balance on there right now, or was that the total loan?
That was the total loan. No, I take that back. I think it was around $15,000. I think we owe around $12,000 on it, is what
okay.
my last statement said.
And is that...
And it's really high interest, too, so...
Okay. And is that a daily payment loan as well?
No, that's a monthly, just a regular monthly payment. That was to consolidate a few other debts, which we did do, but the interest on that is... It's almost as much as a credit card, so...
Okay. Okay.
You know, really do too much.
Sure. All right. And then, I'm sorry, as far as the MCA, the cash advance that you have through the credit cards, do you have any idea what the current balance is on that?
I want to say it's around $40,000, I want to say.
Okay. All right. Is that a relatively new loan? When did you take that one out?
We took it out in February, so it's pretty new. We took it out this year.
Okay. All right.
But we've had we've like re-upped it. It's one of those where you have it and then you pay it down and then you've re-upped it. You know, so we've taken those out several times. You know, so. We've had one for several years, actually, and I keep telling myself we're not going to re-up it, and then something will happen. You know, they'll call and entice you, and then you're like, well, we'll just maybe do it one more time.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah. A lot of times on those kind of renewals, they offer, you know, have you seen better pricing as you've gone forward, or does it stay just about the same for you?
I have. This company that I use, they're pretty, you know, they're probably the best that I have used. We've used several different ones, and the pricing is the better offer that I've seen, but it's just really expensive. You know, it costs a lot just to borrow the money. It's expensive.
Sure. And who is that through? Who's the company?
It is through, I could tell you, Snap is who it is.
Oh, the Snap Advance.
Snap Financial. Yeah, Snap Advance, that's who it
is. Yeah, okay, I know it pretty well. Okay, all right. And then, now, as far as a timeline goes for, you know, getting the funding, what were you looking for? Did you have a specific timeline in place?
No, I'm not really, in any hurry or anything. You know, we've got money put back, and our finances are, you know, pretty level right now. I would just like to get everything roll, you know, if at all possible, if I could get away, I would save so much per month if I could just be paying one person and not, you know, be paying Snap Finance and Discover and all the credit cards.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So my next question is, as far as personal credit goes, what's the personal credit look like for you? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
Mine is not very good at all. I would say mine is probably bad. My husband's is average.
Okay. Okay.
Hence, that's why we, you know, you couldn't get traditional financing, so we went to the SNAP Advantage. Yeah, his is, mine is, you know, I've got a really good payment history. I look up the CreditWise and the Credit Karma and all that. So my payment history, everything is great. I just have old debts from, you know, years ago, probably, you know, however long it stays on there. Years ago, have a few, you know, delinquent accounts, that kind of thing. But
okay. Do you have any idea what the score is for a number?
I don't. I want to say mine is probably 585, I want to say.
Okay.
I think my husband's is like 6. I want to say 660.
Oh, 660, okay. All right.
I want to say.
Just a little working room.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what credit bureau you'll pull from.
We do, we pull from just Experian. So
okay, just Experian.
You know, there's three of them, but we only pull from the one, and it's Experian.
Okay, his is, his TransUnion is 660. I don't know what his Experian is.
Okay, that's helpful. All right. Now, okay, as far, I want to go back to the equipment that you're looking to upgrade real quick, just because there's a possibility here. You know, we definitely can do like a cash loan for you where there are two options there. We can do what's called a payoff loan, where we get you approved for a large enough amount that we would pay off your current loans, and you would net some extra capital on top of that for you to, you know, use however you'd like. You'd put it toward the marketing or possibly the equipment. The other kind of path as far as the capital goes is if the current balances on your loans are a little too high to justify a full payoff loan for the time being, we could get you a second position, you know, a loan for a smaller amount that would give you the capital that you need for, you know, the upcoming projects that you're looking at. So those are the two options there. Obviously, I think it would be best to shoot for the first option, the payoff loan. And that way you would have just the one payment as opposed to paying, you know, a couple different lenders, right? So it's easier that way.
Right.
Absolutely would be the first option. But, you know, we have to make sure that we're able to get that. So if we're not, there's always the backup where we can at least get you something to work with in the time being until those balances come low enough to be able to justify a full payoff loan. Now, also with that, is if you are looking at purchasing some equipment, like for the press. Now, do you purchase those? Are they new or are they used when you buy them?
They are used. Typically, we have a supplier. He kind of scouts around stuff for us. You know, he's the man that we deal with all of our stuff. It just depends on what he can find. I should say they're refurbished.
Okay.
So a lot of this stuff sometimes will be new, but some will be refurbished. Something like that will probably be refurbished because, you know, new is, you know, $20,000, $30,000 is just pretty much almost out of our price range for something brand new. So.
Okay. Okay, because, you know, looking, if equipment is part of what you're planning on using the funds for, a lot of times we can finance that equipment separately on a more traditional type of financing plan where you get set up on a 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments. And if we do that, that wouldn't take out of the total amount that would be available to you on the capital side. So it would make it a little more likely that we'd be able to, you know, shoot for the stars, if you will, and get that larger approval to go for the payoff loan. So,
okay.
So I think that also, you know, much along the same lines of shooting for the payoff loan first and then, you know, entertaining the idea of a second position loan. I think it would make sense if we shoot for the traditional financing on the equipment first. And if it's not, if it doesn't pan out, because, I mean, to be upfront and honest with you, credit is a major factor in getting that approved. But with your husband's, with your husband's 660, it's definitely, you know, not impossible to do. So I think, I think that we could get that done. And that would leave us a little more room to work with in getting you the capital to pay off the existing loans. Do you follow me with that?
Okay. Right. Exactly. You understand what you're saying. Yeah.
Okay. And one of the big differences between those two is on the equipment side of things, financing it, like I said, it would be 2 to 5 year terms. Now on the capital side, our terms range anywhere from 3 months, so very, very short, up to 3 years. So 3 years is the top end of the term length for the capital. So again, you know, the equipment, it's if you can spread it out longer, you're going to see lower payments. So it's always better to go for that first.
Right, exactly. Okay.
Yeah, and I know that's probably something that you haven't had the opportunity to really bundle those two types of things together before. I know Snap Advance, they're strictly just, you know, a working capital lender. We work with a whole lot more than that. We do, you know, equipment financing is actually our bread and butter, but we have, you know, hundreds of programs to go inside of that. So we have a lot of options to work with. What we'll do is, really, the first step is to just get you qualified, to get you approved. And then from there, we'll take a look at what options are available that make the most sense. And to me, it sounds like if we can get that equipment option available, if we bundle that with the capital option, it would make a whole lot more sense for you. And we'd be able to, you know, work towards getting all of this paid off and have some capital to do the marketing.
Right.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. So, you know, with that being said, it sounds like we're on the same page. We're talking about the same thing here, and we have a goal in mind. Now, the next step is simply to get you qualified. So to do that, I'm going to need a few things from you. It's basically just a one-page application, and then I'm going to need 6 months of your recent bank statements, as well as the most recent business tax return that you have. So do you have 2015 finished?
I do, yes.
Okay, excellent. So that makes that easy. Yeah. And then as far as accepting credit cards from your customers, is it a large portion of your business done through the credit cards?
I would say about 50% is done through the credit cards, yeah.
Okay, so if that's the case, then in addition to just the 6 months of the bank statements, I'll need 4 months of the merchant processing statements. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Fine. Perfect. Perfect. So, and I can send all of this to you in an email with the exact list of what I'll need from you.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great.
So, but I always like to go through it just to make sure you know what I'm asking for. It's all, you know, available. I believe I have your email address here, don't I?
Yes, I believe I got an email from you yesterday.
Good. You received it. Sure. Yep. So the jdrycleaner@gmail.com.
Yep, that's it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll put the email together right now. It will have the application that I need you to fill out and then that short list of what I need from you to get you an approval. So once you get all of that back to me, it usually takes me about 24 hours to get an answer with all of the different options that are available. At that point, we can go over those together and see what makes the most sense.
Okay, that sounds good. I will, I'm at home now, but I will start working on it when I get to work tomorrow. So I should have everything sent over to you probably about lunchtime.
Perfect. Just to give you an idea of how it works over here for me, I have two meetings every day with the underwriting department, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. So if you're able to get it to me, you know, by lunchtime, your time, I'm in California, so I'm 3 hours back. I will definitely be able to get you on the agenda for tomorrow afternoon and hopefully be able to get you some options. That way we would be talking probably Wednesday to go over, you know, the approval and the options that we have.
Okay, perfect. That sounds good.
Okay, excellent. I will go ahead and send the email right now. It'll take me maybe 5 minutes to put it together.
Okay, great. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot, Crystal.